When you drive west on Central Parkway, downtown Cincinnati's northern edge, you might notice a striking mural, a gigantic still life of vegetables spilling out of a frame on a facade of the Kroger office building. It's the work of artist Jonathan Queen, perhaps his most monumental work to date. His still lifes have been on view and for sale regularly at the Miller Gallery in Hyde Park, but he's undertaken something new and different, monumental in kind of a different way, that a lot of Cincinnatians will be appreciating probably for years to come. He's here this evening to tell us more. Jonathan, I understand you've created paintings for Carol Ann's Carousel, the new attraction that opened yesterday at Smale Riverfront Park. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about how did you get a job like that? What led up to you being hired to do these paintings?
Well, the Kroger mural had something to do with it. I've been doing toy still life paintings for about 10 years.
Okay.
And none of the people on the board knew about my work, but they all knew about the Kroger mural. Because of the direction, because Carol Ann's attitude toward just having real fun, kind of jokey spirit. And
that's Carol Ann Hale, who this is named for.
Yes, because they wanted it to be fun. When I was asked to show some of my work and apply for the carousel paintings, I showed some of my paintings of toys looking at cityscapes and landscapes that I had taped photos in the back. So that kind of gave them a sense of me bringing my personal style to it. Originally, they wanted 16 Cincinnati Park landscapes. I felt like that would cater more towards adults who had been to the parks, and I wanted to add some fun element for kids to be engaged. So I took the list of animals that were going to be carved and also a list of local animals, and I created a stylized version, and that's the way I thought the parks could be inhabited by something that the kids could relate to.
And they are very fun images. I've seen pictures of some of these. We've got an elephant flying a kite at Alt Park, giraffes who are watching the sunset from the overlook in Alms Park, and you've got a band in Washington Park that's got squirrels and toads and lizards in it. It's great fun. An owl down in Lytle Park who's painting the Lincoln statue. Mm-hmm. So it's the sort of thing that kids can look at. If they've been to the parks, they'll probably recognize the settings and be able to sort of feel like they can get into it. And then they can literally get on some of it because some of those figures then are also represented on the carousel.
Correct.
So you did 16 of those all together.
Yes.
That was a pretty big undertaking, I would think. How long did it take you to put all that together?
Well, I started in May of 2013. So when I was commissioned to do the project, I spent all of that summer driving around to 22 different parks that were on a list and really trying to find compositions, ways to really honor the pavilions and really kind of show the features of the parks. And then once that list was narrowed down to 16, that's when I started trying to integrate the paintings with the characters.
Mm-hmm. And you also, my understanding as to how you create these is that you literally sculpt the figures. They're three-dimensional figures. And then you somehow incorporate them into the two-dimensional paintings that you're doing. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Each of the parks, the landscape is probably made up of maybe 30 to 50 different photographs that I compiled in Photoshop because of the unique shape of the panels. They're not rectangles. There's kind of a scalloped edge, more of kind of like a soft triangle shape. So that's kind of a unique composition. So the paintings end up feeling a little bit panoramic, and I really just didn't want to miss out on certain aspects of the park. So it's kind of treating it, I think my history and still life kind of made that an easy transition because I can just move parts of the park around in a subtle way. And I feel like it evokes more of like an idealized memory of that park because when people look at the paintings, it won't look like it's compiled. But then the characters would do a rough sketch just to get an idea. And then I sculpted them because since I paint from observation normally, and you can't go sit at a park and see the kite flying elephant, once I sculpted the character in clay, I could light that sculpture the same way the sun was illuminating the scene. Then when I take photographs of that, I could put that into Photoshop. I would colorize the animals, and then that digital file would end up being my reference to start the paintings from.
Okay. Now, these paintings are mounted sort of overhead, I guess I would say. The carousel is indoors, and it's a big carousel. It's, I understand, it's 20 feet tall and 46 feet in diameter. I mean, that seems like a big one to me. So there's not exactly a canopy over it because it's indoors, but these are all mounted circularly around the perimeter of the carousel itself.
Yes, but the building is so big that I saw for the first time when you walk in, you don't feel like you're crammed up against it. Like there's plenty of breathing room. Mm-hmm. It's really nice to be able to see the whole carousel as an object. And then as you get closer, you can start seeing the details.
Yeah. You've created another set of images that are being used on the carousel. Can you talk a little bit about those? And that's something that you did with some young people here in town.
Right. The inner 16 paintings are honoring local landmarks and buildings and monuments. And that was done in collaboration with Artworks. So in the middle of the project of doing the 16 parks, I designed 16 paintings. And basically, when I saw the layout of the carousel, I thought, I don't really want to have a landscape and then just directly below it have a full-scale cityscape. I wanted to somehow make it more of an intimate interaction, and you would view that painting more when you're riding. So I created a false frame. So within the painting, it looks like there's a gold-framed vintage image. And then in front of it, there are two flying pigs holding banners, and that tells you the name. So mm-hmm. it's kind of educational, but the same reason I did the flying pigs, I was like trying to add an element of fun to something that's primarily for kids.
And those are mounted, I guess, if you thought of the carousel as a wheel sort of on the axle in the center that the ride turns around. So you will see all of those.
And it turns with you. So like okay. when you're riding, you're not yeah. going past them.
Got it.
So and each time you ride it, wherever you're choosing to sit, you'll end up seeing a different painting.
What you've created is going to be on view in what I think is going to be a very popular attraction down in Smale Riverfront Park for generations to come. I know you've got children of your own. What's it mean to you to have been involved in this project?
Well, it's wonderful. I think public art is something that I didn't really know anything about before doing the Kroger mural. And I've had several people that I meet and people that I know just say, you know, every morning on my commute, I see that painting and it just kind of brightens my day. Mm-hmm. And to realize that art can be taken out into the community, you don't just have to go to the museum to see it. For me, my kids range from 17 to 9, so they're still excited about it, but I'm already kind of thinking about future grandchildren and just realizing that this is something that will hopefully itself become historic over yeah. time, you know, something that brings people together. I think it's great because it points to our great past of mm-hmm. the city, and it's just kind of a step.
That park is going to be a wonderful place, and I think that the carousel is going to be a real highlight there. For those of you listening, to see some of the images and sculpted pieces that Jonathan created to make these decorations, you can go to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. We've added a link there also to a YouTube video for another chance to meet the artist and see his work. At the website, you'll also find a link to information about an up-close look at his work for the carousel. It's a special exhibition at the Taft Museum of Art. It's titled From Studio to Carousel, The Whimsical World of Jonathan Queen. It's in the Sinton Gallery there, and it opens this coming Friday. It'll be on view throughout the summer until the 6th of September. Jonathan also has a speaking engagement there on Thursday, June the 4th at 7 p.m. when he'll talk in more detail about all that went into creating these wonderful decorations. My guest this evening has been Cincinnati artist Jonathan Queen, who's interpreted Cincinnati parks into these decorations for Carol Ann's Carousel. Congratulations on your work. I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.